tall and I am thin, of an enviable height. And I've been known to be quite handsome from a certain angle in a certain light. Well, I entered into O'Malley's, said O'Malley, I have a thirst. O'Malley, he looked right through me and served some of the fella first. I knocked on the bar and pointed to a bottle on the shelf. Well, O'Malley walked past and scratched his arse, and I twitched and crossed myself. My hand decided that it had enough, and for a moment it slipped from view. Oh, when it returned, my hand had learned a brand new trick or two. Thunder from a big black clunk on made all the glasses jangle. Oh, when I shot him, I was so handsome. It was the light, man, it was the anger. Neighbors, I cried. Friends, I screamed. I banged my fist upon the bar. I just shot old O'Malley, and my dick fell long and hard. I am the man who waits for no one, and my aim is straight and true. And I'm marked by darkness and by blood, so don't nobody move. Well, you know those fish with the swollen lips that clean the ocean floor? When I looked at poor O'Malley's wife, that's exactly what I saw. I jammed the barrel under her chin, and her eyes bulged just like those nasty little fish. Her head, it landed in the sink with all the dirty dishes. And her nerdy little daughter, Siobhan, well, we'd all had a bit of fun with. It seemed a bit unfair that she had to be there, so I thought I'd get her over and done with. Upon her punching, she stared on in disbelief, looking like the Madonna on the church house wall, painted in whale's blood and banana leaf. Left hook, right hook, left hook, right. She spun round and round. I brought a mighty punch up from the floor, and I lifted her off the ground. Caved in like a melon, and my fists were gloved in gore. And I shot Counselor Caffrey in the back of the head as he made a run for the door.